Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome here to Studio Classroom. Anne-Marie, are you a big superhero movie fan?
Unfortunately, I am not a superhero movie fan. I liked them a lot when I was younger, but I kind of feel like after a while, they're all the same.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I have enjoyed a few of them, and today we are talking about a new one that will be coming out, and specifically the actor who plays it. We're talking about Tom Holland in this article titled Tom Holland Swinging into Action. Let's swing right into our article.
Tom Holland, Swinging into Action, How a British Theater Kid Became One of the World's Most Popular Superheroes. Tom Holland swings into theaters again this year as Spider-Man to save the day. This is his seventh appearance in the role that he is best known for. Yet he is more than a talented superhero. His movies cover a wide spectrum, from drama to comedy to action.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 spectrum 这个名词，意思是光谱，它可以引申为范围或是幅度，譬如Rainbows contain a spectrum of colors that vary slightly in hue. 彩虹包含了一系列在色调上有些微差异的光谱色彩。接着来看 range 这个字，意思呢是范围或是系列。例如 ，This college favors applicants who have experience reading across a wide range of genres.这所大学青睐那些具有广泛阅读各类题材经验的申请者。再来看 scope 这个字，它的意思是范围或是范畴，指某工作、计划或研究的涵盖面。例如 ，The scope of the project includes choosing a date and preparing the research materials。这个专案的范围包括挑选日期以及准备研究资料。
Tom Holland is the actor behind one of the most famous and popular superheroes. That, of course, is Spider-Man. Let's talk all about him today.
All right, we read here in our article how a British theater kid became one of the world's most popular superheroes. There's a few things we need to talk about in this first sentence.
All right, let's talk about what a theater kid is.In many high schools or other schools, kids kind of get divided up into different groups. You have the sports kids, the science smart kids, and often we describe one group of people as the theater kids.
That's right. This is a group of students who loves acting and the theater. Sometimes they're really into music as well. You might say that someone is a true theater kid.
Absolutely.Tom Holland is a theater kid, and he's also a popular superhero these days. A superhero is a fictional hero, usually with special powers.
Many people, young and old alike, love stories about superheroes.
Yeah, there are so many of them, from Iron Man to Superman, to what we're talking about today, Spider-Man.Tom Holland swings into theaters again this year as Spider-Man to save the day.
We've used this word swings a few times now, Garrett, and I think you already know why we're using this verb, friends. Of course, Spider-Man is the superhero that shoots webs out of his hands, and he swings on them.
Yeah, he swings all around the city. So we see here, this is his seventh appearance.In the role that he is best known for.
Yet, he is more than a talented superhero. His movies cover a wide spectrum, from drama to comedy to action. So here we're taking a look at all of the different types of movies that Tom has been in. And we see a few different categories here.
Yeah, we could even call these categories genres. The first one here that we will talk about is drama. Drama stories have very serious emotions. They could even be really sad stories, and some of them have a sad ending.
That's right. You don't necessarily get a happy ending with a drama. Many people prefer watching dramas over comedies.
And right there, we said our next one, a comedy. This is a funny movie or could even be a play.
Usually you watch a movie that is a comedy if you want to enjoy yourself and have fun. These movies are much lighter than dramas. Comedies usually make everybody laugh.
Absolutely. And finally, we have action movies. These are the movies I like to watch when I don't want to think very much. These are movies with lots of excitement. There could be car races, maybe even fights. Either way, it's exciting.
Many people love watching action movies. You said action movies are your favorite to watch. I don't actually watch a lot of movies. Usually when I do, it is comedies.
Okay, I enjoy all the genres. Action for me though, it's those times when I get home and I don't want to think. I just want to watch lots of things running around and explosions.
Yeah, they can be pretty exciting. So from our article here, we see that although Tom Holland might be very famous for playing Spider-Man, he has actually been in quite a few different genres of movies.
All right, we have more to learn about Tom Holland and his career. Right now, friends, let's go to the next part of our reading.
Tom Holland, swinging into action. Life for Tom Holland began in 1996 in England. He was born into an artistic family. His mother is a photographer, and his father is a comedian and author. When Holland was a small child, his mother discovered that he had a natural rhythm and loved to dance. She signed him up for dance classes. The more he danced, the more he learned, and the better he became. In 2006, the studio owner, recognizing the young boy's talent, convinced him to try out for Billy Elliot the Musical. Even though he had no formal training in ballet or drama, Holland's natural talent impressed the musical director.
Mark fell in love with ballet after watching his girlfriend perform the lead role in Swan Lake. Mark 在观赏女朋友在天鹅湖中担任主角的演出后便爱上了芭蕾舞。芭蕾舞女演员的英文是 ballerina, 譬如 professional ballerinas typically see a massage therapist every other week during intense rehearsal schedules.专业芭蕾舞女演员在密集的排练期间，通常每隔一周会去找按摩治疗师按摩。与舞蹈相关的名词是 choreography， 意思是编舞、舞蹈编排。譬如 ，The choreography in tonight's opera accurately depicted the battle formations of the period。今晚这出歌剧中的编舞精准地呈现了当时的作战阵型。
Whenever we learn about someone famous, it is always interesting to learn about how they got started. Let's look at the earlier life of Tom Holland.
All right, let's look at his life and a little bit more about his background and what his parents did for a living as well. We read here, life for Tom Holland began in 1996 in England.
Yeah, he's a pretty young guy. He was born into an artistic family. His mother is a photographer, And his father is a comedian and author.
Very interesting. We learn here that his family is very artistic. This means that something is related to art or shows creativity.
Yeah, here's another example sentence. You might say someone has a very artistic personality. Maybe they think in really unique ways and enjoy expressing themselves through art.
When I hear that someone has an artistic family, I generally think that maybe the parents' careers aren't traditional careers, or they're in the arts or more creative industries.
Yeah, and we do see that here for Tom Holland. His mother and father both did creative things. His mother's a photographer, and his father is a comedian. What is that?
Okay, a comedian is a person who tells jokes to make people laugh. And oftentimes, this can be a career as well. It could be something that his father was doing full time.
A comedian likes to make people laugh. There are a few different kinds. They might act in movies, or they could be a stand-up comedian that performs on stage.
That's right. There are many different ways to be a comedian. Sometimes we even use this in daily life as well. If we're describing a person who likes to tell jokes, we can say, oh, he is such a comedian.
Yes, we do often say that. All right, we learn more. When Holland was a small child, his mother discovered that he had a natural rhythm and loved to dance.
Let's talk together about that word rhythm, friends. Rhythm is a regular pattern of sound or movement.
For example, you might like music with a good rhythm. If someone like Tom has a natural rhythm, he's able to figure out those dance moves and do it very smoothly.
Yeah, a lot of times really small children don't have good rhythm. So if his mom noticed this about Tom from an early age, she might want to do something about it, which is what we find out next.
Yes, they did something about it. His mom signed him up for dance classes.
When you sign someone up for something, friends, it means that you're registering a person for an activity.
Yeah, for example, when I was young, my parents saw that I was really interested in baseball, so they signed me up for a team.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the semester, friends, so you might be getting ready to sign up for certain clubs or extracurricular activities at your school.
Let's continue. The more he danced, the more he learned, and the better he became. In 2006, the studio owner, recognizing the young boy's talent, convinced him to try out for Billy Elliot the Musical.
Convinced is a great verb for you to know, friends. Convinced means that you are completely sure of something, or in this case, it means that someone has persuaded you to do something. Maybe they've explained the reasons for it, and you don't want to do it at first, but as you listen to them talk about it, you realize, okay, I'll do it.
All right, let's use that in another sentence. She convinced me to try eating spicy foods.
So in this example, it sounds like you didn't want to eat the spicy foods at first, but eventually, because of what she said, you decided to try it.
Yeah, sometimes to convince someone to do something, you need to give them reasons or show them examples.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's read on here. He tried out for Billy Elliot the Musical, even though he had no formal training in ballet or drama. Holland's natural talent impressed the musical director.
All right, so he didn't have all that much experience in those things. I can't imagine trying out doing ballet if you don't have that training.
Yeah, we learned earlier that he had really good rhythm as a child, so he was in dance classes. But just taking general dance classes and taking ballet classes, those are two totally different things.
It sounds like he did a great job of it, and that's what got him started with performing on the stage. Well, friends, we have more to say in just a moment. Right now, though, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive. Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? To save the day. During a school event, everything was going wrong. The music wouldn't play, the lights were off, and people were starting to panic. Then one student quickly fixed the sound system, turned on the lights, and got things running again. Just like that, she saved the day. The phrase "save the day" means to solve a big problem at the last moment, especially when things seem like they might fail. It's often used in dramatic or exciting situations. For example, Jake forgot his lines, but his partner saved the day by helping him remember. Or the backup plan saved the day when the original idea didn't work. Here are some similar phrases. Come to the rescue means to help someone in trouble. For example, the teacher came to the rescue when the students got confused. Save the situation is to take action to resolve a difficult situation. For example, her quick thinking saved the situation. Turn things around means to change a bad situation into a good one. For example, the team turned things around in the second half of the game. And pull it off means to succeed at something difficult. For example, they weren't prepared, but somehow they pulled it off. So when things go wrong, it's always nice when someone steps up and saves the day. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Tom Holland, swinging into action. Holland spent the next 2 years in ballet lessons. Then in 2008, he made his debut in Billy Elliot the Musical in London's famous West End. Before long, he was promoted to the starring role, which he played until his final performance in May 2010.
West End， 它是指伦敦市中心的西区，它是世界闻名的戏剧中心。例如 ，The West End is the theatre district in London and attracts theatre fans from around the world。西区是伦敦的剧院区，吸引了来自世界各地的剧迷。第一个则是 Broadway， 是指著名的纽约百老汇，譬如。Broadway refers to a famous group of theaters in New York City that produce large and popular stage shows. 百老汇指的是纽约市著名的剧院区，专门制作大型且广受欢迎的舞台剧。另外一个是 Theater District， 它则是泛指剧院区。譬如 The Theater District becomes more crowded at night,When people come to watch plays and musicals, 剧院区在晚上会变得更加拥挤，因为此时民众会来观赏戏剧和音乐剧。And we'll stop here for today. I'll see you in our next Language Lab.
Well, we said that Tom Holland was trying out for this stage musical.Before he did that, though, he needed some training.
He certainly did. We found out that this musical required the person in it to be able to dance ballet. So we read here that Holland spent the next 2 years in ballet lessons. 2 years is a long time.
But it prepared him for this. Then finally, in 2008, he made his debut in Billy Elliot the Musical in London's famous West End.
Let's talk about what it means to make a debut. This means that someone performed or appeared for the very first time. In this case, we're talking about Tom making his debut with this musical.
Yeah, his first performance of the musical. We can use this phrase for other kinds of jobs as well. You might talk about a sports player. When they make their debut, they're playing for the team for the first time, maybe even the first time in the league.
Exactly. Okay, so we read on here. Before long, he was promoted to the starring role, which he played until his final performance in May 2010.
Okay, so he wasn't originally the main character in this, but he got promoted. If you're promoted, you're given a higher position or rank. It might be in a play like this, or it might be in your job.
That's right. Or you might be promoted to be the team captain of your sports team.
Okay, so he was promoted to what? It was the starring role.
That's right. What is a starring role, friends? Well, a starring role is the main or most important acting role. This can be in a musical, like we see in our lesson, or it could be in a movie or film.
Right. You might get the starring role in the play if you act very well. And if you have the starring role, we could call you the star of that play or movie.
Exactly. So, Tom started in Billy Elliot the musical. He wasn't the starring role at first, but eventually he got promoted, and we find out here that he played that role until his final performance in May 2010.
All right, friends, it is not our final moment of this show quite yet. Right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 the more 加主词一加动词一逗号 the more 加主词二加动词二句型。这是一种表达同步增减的比较级结构，表示越什么什么就越什么什么。它有两个或多个以 the 为开头的对等子句组成，每个子句都以比较级形容词或副词带头，后面接主词与动词。第一个子句所描述的量值、频率或程度增加的时候，第二个子句也会产生相应的改变。若子句的语义清楚，且主词为一般名词的时候，就可以省略 be 动词，以精简整个句子。例如 ,The more feedback you collect, the more accurate your final assessment will be. 你收集的意见回馈越多，最终的评估就越准确。
Well, friends, we've made it through the first half of our article all about Tom Holland.We've learned a little bit about his life and the beginnings of his career. Let's take a moment to review what we talked about right now.
All right. Well, we started today off by learning about what Tom is doing right now. A new Spider-Man movie is coming out, and that is his most famous performance or role.
It is, and we found out today that this is his 7th Spider-Man movie. He has done this 7 times.
Yeah, I don't think all of those were specifically Spider-Man movies. He made some guest appearances in others.
Ah, I see. So he has been in several different types of superhero movies. We also learned a little bit about Tom's background. We found out that his parents were very artistic.
Yeah, they were very artistic, and from a young age, they saw his talent with dancing. And so he got some training and eventually starred in a musical.
That's right. This musical required a lot of dancing, specifically ballet. Even though Tom wasn't trained in ballet, he spent 2 years learning how.
All right, so that's how he got started on the stage and with acting. But we're going to find out what else he did in his career, so make sure to come back tomorrow.
That's right, friends. We're not done talking about Tom Holland. We hope that you have learned a lot of English from our lesson today. Make sure you bring your magazine back for tomorrow's lesson. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.